let me tell you guys a little bit of who I am. Most of you guys know me. Most of you, even if you're new, you know some of these things. But if someone were to meet me for the first time and say, hey, Harrison, who are you? What does tell me something about yourself? Well, here you go. I've got some questions to tell you too. So, I am a husband, this is my beautiful wife, a mother, she's smoking hot. She is a dad, and a lover. You are all Christian, so I can say it out loud. She was amazing. We've been married for, a week from today, it'll be 6 years, so that'll be awesome. So I'm a husband, I'm also a father, this is my whole family here. The big one is Abel, the other big chosen one is you. Abel's 2 years old, he is 7 months old, and so that's my whole family. I took them on a walk the other day with my boys, he is 11, going to get some pizza. And they just love each other. They're so insane with each other. People fight whatever they do. I don't know. But those are my boys and my family, which is so fun. So I am a dad. I'm a senior high captain. These coaches are teams. We're all teams. And we all wear bowls. I just prefer to work in here at Watermark. I think it's just tremendous, beautiful people. Maybe it's just
school guy is cool. Maybe you idolize a certain group of people and you want to be just like them. We look for identity in what other people say about us. Like maybe it's not like you identify yourself and you feel like you're back there to what everyone else is identifying. Maybe it's great for us, but it's maybe funny for us. I got to say this that way. So, a lot of us find our identity in what others think of us. And maybe you find our identity in what you think about yourself. Maybe you learn those pictures. Oh, I like the way I look. I like the way that I play sports. I like this kind of letter. Or, I feel like I'm not good. I feel like I can't live up to you care of food. I do that. I love people who are in the middle of the world. Yeah. You do, like 007. You know, Mission Impossible. If a new woman, done in England. Anybody say that? Get Mars is another good one in there. Super Asian movies are awesome. They're fun to watch. You see all these crazy cars and explosions, whether it's real, it's dramatic or funny. They're awesome. And there's always a scene where they're going into their, like, secret enemies. Whether it's, like, they're hanging out at the headquarters, and it's in an elevator that goes, like, 8,000 feet below the Earth. Like, into the core of the Earth, because they're protected by these crazy aliens. He's going to a train car that controls him. Like, we all see it in every movie we see. It's like even more ridiculous. But you get in, like, it's not an honor going, hey, might come in, please. Why get in? No! You got to have, like, a passcode. That's like 40 years ago. But now you've got retina scanners, and, like, you're taking fingerprints on all of them, and body scanners, and you stand there, and like, have this crazy stuff like that. Oh, yeah, you, come on inside. It's a place of security. It's a place that if the right people go to in, it is insecure. That's more ridiculous. If getting into these really high-tech and high-security places were all based on what they want to continue to do. Like, what if it was just 007 times in going, hey, I'm wearing my Superman costume today. What if the security of that place is just based on the schooling of the people here? Oh, yes. Hey, I'm a part of the popular crowd, so let me know. Hey, I'm on A-team football, so you can let me know. Hey, I got into this really elite peer program, so why don't you guys let me know? This sounds ridiculous. That would never work in a movie. But that's when we find out it's true. You are made to be a reflection Thank you. so many times that we don't immerse ourselves in this particular view of being God, because we immerse ourselves in the fact that God is the same. What we do is we leave here and we become baptized by what Christ means in the Bible. We immerse ourselves in, well, what ways can I put the image of the Holy Spirit so that people will like those fellows and want to be like them? Who wants to like who I am? What do I need to change about my life so that I can see someone that will like who I am? I don't feel like anything else like that, so what do I do? And we immerse ourselves in the for the rest of the series, we're going to talk about ways to use Christ's identity, but really who you are. And who you are is identified with Jesus, but that's not just with a couple of verses that you can do. Not like, oh, yeah, Jesus, why? It's called all theology. It's called theology. If you've read it, you're reading it, you will see it on the whole story of the world. So we're going to do something this morning that's a little different than what we both normally do. But we're going to spend some time sharing together what God has done. And so what I've done is I've taken a collection of scriptures and I've taken a paraphrase of what it says and made it to a manuscript of who we are. And so, in a second, we're going to put those on the screen, and I'm going to ask you guys to say it out loud, I'll say it, and then ask you to do it, because there is power in saying that out loud. There's power in hearing others to say it. Because, guys, if you do, because of who God is and what He's done for us, we are all of these people. We love you. And so, I'm going to accept this. We're going to put them on the screen and help you read. I'm going to say it so you can hear it here, here, so all of you guys say that. And I'm going to ask you to repeat it. I'm going to ask you to engage it. And I want you to say it like you, not to say it because you're supposed to repeat it. So, the things you guys need to know too is all of these are true for people who believe in you. But for some of you may be here and you need to make it step to God. These words are good. But for those of us who do believe in Jesus and have surrendered our lives to Him, this is a community. Maybe you have it. You can do it in community. It's just by Jesus. That's why I hope you get this. We'll say it. Here we go. I am God's child. I am Christ. Some of us have been for a whole while because of the sin that, oh, you know, I've got to see enough Christianity to see God as much as I can. This is all Jesus. But remember, all of these are literally Christians. All of those are Christians, and you can go through that. You can believe what I'm saying. You can see me say. I am justified. I am united with Christ. I am a member of Christ's body. Some of you guys are like me, but you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. Then you can't even say it. I am holy and blessed. I put the rest of the church. I have direct access to God. I have been received. I have been forgiven of all of the help us not try to grasp the picture for the picture that we have to come to. All these things that we put on ourselves and others put on us, what we put on us, help us to see that we are created here, here to see Jesus Christ. Thank you.